When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this, I guess it's a thirsty Thursday, as well as the guys of the drive. They're on location if you want to get into the Jingle Bell spirit with some wings. Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress is the location where those guys will be at later today. So go out, check out the fellas. I believe it is Clint and B. Scott.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
O'Ron is at jury duty. Yep. I don't know if he got picked.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. I'll have to send a text or whatever.
He'll probably explain it to us one day, but he said since he's been in the business, he's been picked like 5 times.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He said he cannot get out of it because I know Lopez got this little trick that you got put down.
Y'all are trying to get out of jury duty?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel honorable.
It's so civic duty, man.
Respect the process and everything.
I had it one time, and it was so full where I was just sitting there, and it was about 60 of us. And they were just like, nah, y'all good.
Yeah.
Do your civic duty.
I respect that. I respect doing your civic duty. I also got things to do, man.
All right, whatever. I got things to do as well when it comes to letting you folks know something that just came down the pike. Which is that, according to, and let me make sure I get this gentleman's name correct, Adam Tyker, who is an NFL reporter, NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, who covers the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes will start on Saturday against the Texans, according to Andy Reid. Now, Andy Reid hedged a little bit, saying that he wanted to see how Mahomes responded after today's practice, but there you go.
Yeah. Got more interesting. I don't care what anybody says.
Something that we kind of figured was happening with the way things were being played, but no, he will be the quarterback of the Chiefs, which expected. Do you want him to play? Or like, I know the idea was either he plays and he might have a little bit of a, he might be a little hobbled or whatever, or Carson Wentz plays. Which of those is preferable to you?
I would prefer Carson Wentz. I started coming around to the idea of him playing as he stayed healthy this week during practice. But I don't mind it. He's not going to be quite, I mean, he's still going to be mobile. He's still going to be able to do his things. But I don't think he's going to be quite the same guy, you know, that we've seen when he's fully healthy.
Yeah, and in fact, Matt Burke was talking about this yesterday when the coordinator spoke to the Assemble media about Mahomes' unique ability to scramble.
You know, we've played a lot of mobile quarterbacks and guys that escape and make off-schedule plays. I think he's probably the most, the least predictable of where he's going with it or where he's getting out. Like some guys, you know, kind of where their favorite to escape to or like the flush, or they don't want to go away from the thrown hand, or they want to step up, or he'll do it all. You know, when he steps up, then drops back, then spins and goes and gets out. So that's the first piece. Is I think it's he's a lot more unpredictable in where he's escaping to and how you're trying to corral him.
Boy, that is the truth. That's a perfect way to describe it, because you know he'll do the spin move. He'll step up.
Yeah, he does have
back,
a tendency. And the thing that
right.
I'm sure that's even more difficult is that even as he is running, if you're like, okay, I think he's pulled this down to run,
pump fake,
he'll throw that thing up there, right? Yeah. Like he will keep his eyes downfield and gets so like. That challenge again, and I don't think that the Texans were fooled at all, but that challenge again presents itself for this defense where you go from Tua Tagovailoa who's in the pocket, he's trying to get the ball out quickly, to now a quarterback who's going to extend plays, and not just do that, he's going to challenge your defensive line and their ability to contain and stay, gap sound or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a really interesting challenge for this defense, but it feels like this defense in particular right now, they are very much up for that challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm excited to see that. We'll talk more about this matchup as this thing goes on, moving towards Saturday. But you said you really wanted to get this in.
Well, I feel like we need to.
All right, we'll get this in.
If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that my man over here has a very interesting, unique, weird, whatever you want to call it, knack for knowing stadium names. I couldn't tell you five. Like, I mean, just the big ones, you know.
I'm a Wikipedia searcher. But like, you know, the people that just
all
kind of
the little things.
Yeah.
You know, like, we all have quirky little, whatever, hidden talents or
I
things.
I wouldn't call it a talent.
Well, it is.
Okay.
So here's the test. Figgy, I want you to get in on this because I think he's going to actually knock this out of the park.
Good. Are we sticking to NFL or are we bouncing around various places? Okay,
baseball, so baseball and basketball and NFL.
All right, the great stadium sponsorship quiz is on now.
Should I start with an easy one?
Just throw them out there.
Let's start easy.
Chicago Bears.
Oh, that's Soldier Field.
Okay.
You know why I put that one in there? It's been Soldier Field
since the beginning of time.
1925.
Beginning of time.
1925. Now the other end of the spectrum. I think I got you on this one.
Okay.
I think I got you. Chicago White Sox.
Oh, that's Rate Field.
Dang!
Ooh. It used to be Guarantee Rate, but Guarantee Rate
they
as a company changed
the
name.
Like yesterday when it became official. Like yesterday.
That's crazy, man.
It became official that was the name.
He said it like it been that since 1920. Oh,
that's Rate Field.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, of course it is. See, I'm doing some hard ones now. Toronto Raptors.
Raptors, that's Scotiabank Arena.
This is crazy, man.
This is stupid. Like, you need to get out more.
The sad part is I wish I could be like, I'm out plenty. No, I probably do need to get out more.
He knew Scotiabank Arena?
I'm telling you, I'll be watching. I got three TVs,
I
dog.
Do,
they
too.
Be on.
Figgy does, too. All right. I got to get some even. All right.
Just go to the million-dollar questions, man.
Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, Bucks, thank God. Pfizer Forum. I thought you were going to say Milwaukee Brewers, because that one, I think I know, but I'm not sure.
Milwaukee Brewers.
I shouldn't have given it.
How do you do this?
It's not Great American.
It's close. Killing them, too.
It's close.
I can't remember what it
is. American Family Field.
There it is. It's generic as hell. What am I supposed to do with that?
All right. Some of these are too easy in the NFL, but I'm going to give you another NFL one here. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's Everbank Stadium, or Trevor Bank Stadium, as they like to say.
Incorrect.
Ooh. Or Field. Is that? Are you getting me on Field?
TIAA Bank Field.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's the only one he's gotten wrong.
Are you for real?
It used to Everbank Field from 2010 to 2018. It's been TIAA Bank Field since 2018.
Well, my bad.
Ooh.
This is still pretty incredible.
But they did the Everbank thing recently, though.
I think they did.
The Trevor Bank thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know how people still call it the old stadium. You know, people still go call it Minute Maid Park.
Mm-hmm. Miami Marlins.
I think you might be wrong on that one.
I got this.
Do I have a challenge flag? I want to throw a challenge flag.
Feel free, but I'm looking at it right here. Jacksonville, Florida.
Wikipedia says that thing is called Everbank. It also says, no, it says TIAA Bank. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. You
TIAA
got it.
TIAA Bank. All right. Let's go to the Miami Marlins.
I think isn't it back to just being Marlins Stadium?
Not according to MLB.com, but this, I don't know if this is old. No, it's not old.
Oh, man. Yeah. What was the sponsor that picked up here? I am actually going to take another L here.
Lone Depot Park.
That's right. Yeah, you said it and it was like, I should have known that. Yeah. But I couldn't. I could have taken all the time in the world. I wouldn't have gotten
this. This one is tricky because they're on TV all the time. But I think people call it something else. In fact,
Tim, you're going to say Denver Broncos, huh?
Tim Settle called it something else.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City Chiefs.
So this is GEHA Stadium.
What?
It's Arrowhead Field GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
How the hell do you
there
know
we
that?
Go. Yeah.
I got to get some more hard ones here because some of these are just layups. All right, let's go to Indiana Pacers.
Pacers is, what did they call the field house now? Gainbridge Field.
God almighty. I would have had 100 guesses and never gotten close.
That's where Caitlin Clark and them play.
Yeah.
What about the Cleveland Cavaliers?
What is it now? Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
Yep.
Yeah. It used to be the Q, where they got all them subprime loans.
Mm-hmm. Quicken loans.
Yep. Okay, how about...
As we continue the great stadium sponsorship quiz.
Which is just proving that you really need you need to get
713, you are correct. Reggie, you are a sick man. I've never denied this. I've never denied this one bit.
Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks, that used to be the Link. Not the Link. Because the Link is Link
Financial.
Used to be
CenturyLink.
Used to be CenturyLink. Yeah, okay, so it wasn't Link. What did they call it now again? Oh, Lumen Field.
God almighty.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, I kind of know that one.
You know that one? Okay, I'm going to get some more hard ones here. And I'm trying to make them hard, but they're apparently easy.
Text in the ones that you would like me to shine.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this... I got him on
all
this
right,
one.
All right.
Sacramento Athletics.
Oh, I don't know the AAA stadium. You got me. I do not know that AAA stadium. What am I supposed to do with that?
Sutter Health Park.
Ain't no way in hell.
Sutter Health Park.
Ain't no way in hell I was getting that. Not never.
Where do the Las Vegas A's play?
The Las Vegas... They don't even have a name for that stadium yet, do they?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they sold the name on it
yet. I don't think it's built yet.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. Okay, let's do another couple of NBA ones here, because those seem to be the ones that I have my best chance. Miami Heat.
Oh, what did they change the name of this? Because they got caught up in the crypto thing, because that was FTX Stadium, FTX Arena. Oh, who did they sell this to? You might have actually gotten me here. I don't remember who they sold this to.
Kaseya Center.
Kaseya, that's right. I wasn't going to remember.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows.
By the way, somebody said check Reggie's browser history. I mean, look, the only thing that I have up is Everbank, but that's because I was calling a challenge.
I will turn
my computer just so that we know that the interest. Also, I would have picked up some of these other ones as well.
By the way, I said Las Vegas Ace.
Oh, the Aces. Play at, what is it, Michelob Ultra Arena?
Sure.
Look it up, Figgy. Michelob Ultra Arena.
Hey, I trust you, man. You are WNBA insider.
Yeah, sure.
I trust you on this.
Orlando Magic.
Oh, Orlando Magic. It used to be the Amway Center, but it's not. Oh, it's Kia Center.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
That's right. Hey, man, the Magic are kind of fun. Funny enough, the Magic feel like it's weird to say this because I was looking at offensive rating recently, and the Rockets have a better offensive rating than Magic, but the Magic feel like the Rockets feel like a proto version of the Magic. A really good defense, just the offense is kind of held back, although they have a couple of guys that they can really go to in Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner.
Wasn't asking that.
Sorry.
All right. Figgy, what
I was. I thought I could give you some additional value on this game. Sorry.
Figgy, what are we learning about Reggie today?
He is a sick man.
Very
sick. That worry bear. About the wrong thing.
Sick stadium.
I'm over here like Texan Stadium, man. Seahawks Stadium.
I still call it Texas Stadium for the Cowboys. I mean, all right.
That's not even the same stadium.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
832, Washington Wizards is Capital One Arena, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And then 281 says Cleveland Guardians. Oh, what is that?
You got that's one I knew.
That's been the one that's been around for years.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that they've changed from Progressive Field.
Yeah, even I knew that one. All right, a couple more here for you. I think this is not easy, but Reggie's probably going to get it done. New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, that's Smoothie King Arena.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, what did they change the name of this to? Because at one point it's like part of the whole Bell, like it went with Southwestern Bell Cup, and then it was AT&T.
It was AT&T. Now it's something else.
What is it recently? Damn it.
The best part, he gets mad when he doesn't know. Random arena from.
He actually got me. It's not the Frost Center, is it?
Frost Bank Center.
Oh, hold that. No, I'm counting that. Don't give me an X on that one.
That counts.
Come on now.
That counts.
Let's go.
And here is the final one. If you get this, I don't know what I'll do, but
bring some burn ends.
I'll buy you some burn ends and bring some in tomorrow. LA Clippers.
Mm. Oh, that's the new Intuit Dome. That's brand new.
Oh, is not it?
It says To be determined.
Get out.
It's not officially.
It is called the Intuit Dome. Everybody knows it's the Intuit Dome.
It is not officially named the Intuit Dome just yet.
They got the signage and everything.
The name on NBA, actually on ESPN, NBA page says to be determined.
ESPN's wrong.
But in parentheses, it said Intuit Dome.
The name is the Intuit Dome. I don't know. Did I gain anything from that? Listeners, did you learn anything about me?
I think you lost a lot. I think you lost
a lot about you, man.
Fair enough. Yeah. Touche. Somebody said Houston Dynamo. See, this is the one that gets me. It's Shell Stadium, but I always want to say BBVA Compass because that's
been that for a long time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hell in the Shell.
Shout out. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. If you didn't hear earlier, Patrick Mahomes is expected to play. That was kind of where we were, but Andy Reid kind of made it a little bit more official in his availability earlier today. But coming up next, this is about the time where we handed off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What we got?
Yeah, I got to show some H-Town legends some love. I'm going to tell you about an event that's going on tonight that's for all the kids, plus another H-Town legend didn't know he was white.
What? What does that mean? I guess that's a good tease. We'll find out next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Fig's in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Happy holidays to everyone out there.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure everybody getting ready for the Christmas day and all that good stuff. And I want to give a special shout out.
I'm ready for Hanukkah or for Festivus.
I'm about to say Hanukkah.
Yeah. I'm ready for Festivus. I mean, shout out to our Jewish brethren, but I'm ready for Festivus. So I got some complaining to do.
Okay. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to some H-Town legends, man. So last week I got a chance to talk to D-Rec, who is the founder of Rec Shot Records.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to talk to DJ Exo and Propane. So they came through and they are doing a celebrity basketball game pretty much tonight. It's called Hoop Dreams.
Okay.
And it's a toy drive.
And very nice.
Yeah, it's super dope, man. It's gonna be a lot of people there. Daniel House, remember Daniel House?
Oh, yeah.
That played for the Rockets.
I was about to call him Houston Legend. I was like, all right, I might be doing a lot there.
Hey, shout out to the Fourth Ward, man. He wouldn't give up that number four for Jalen Green. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, dog.
He's from the Fourth Ward.
Sorry, dog.
Booby Gibson, who else? Jonathan Joseph. They gonna all be in the game. That's and stuff dope. Like that. Yep. And we got Slim Thug coaching and Kirk O'Bangs. Not that Kirk O'Bangs, y'all. Yeah. But the Houston rapper, Kirk O'Bangs.
Kirk O'Bangs instead of Kirk Cobain.
Cobain, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, every time I say that, people think I'm talking about the rock song.
Which clearly was the inspiration, right?
Yeah, but, yeah. I got a chance to talk to them, and I asked them a question. Who you think got the coaching advantage between Slim Thug, who is a very tall man.
Very tall man.
Very tall man.
Yes.
And Kirk O'Bang.
That's kind of hard because they both hoop.
Yeah.
Kirko probably got a younger approach because, you know, he's a little younger. When I, Slim probably going to have them little old school tactics. I don't know what he going to do. You know, but I don't know. I feel like right now, the way the game is, I feel like Kirk might have the edge on him with the coaching. Because Kirk's still active.
He's still playing.
He's an athlete just like us, you know. And he's still actually who present to this day.
When you said that, I had to go look it up. Because I know when you went to PV, shout out to Prairie View A&M. But I was like, did he play there? I don't think he played there. Like,
who,
on the
Slim
team.
Thug or?
No, Kirko. Kirko Bangs.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But they say he's still actually be in the gym playing. Like, okay.
I'm sure he is.
And stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny, just because my first thought was Slim Thug, tall. He probably know how to play, which I feel like he do. Might be a little more old school, but
get on the block.
Yeah.
Get the ball down to the post.
I know.
Take it to the rack, man.
But I got to say, too, man, the one thing I love about this city is just all the people around here just hustling. And always up to something, always doing something, always looking out for the community. Because I asked these guys at the end of the interview, and you can hear this interview on sportsradio610.com.
Okay.
But I asked them, like, hey, what kind of projects y'all got going on? And this is the type of stuff I love about people that's from Houston. They always got some random cool stuff going on, man. So this is what they had to say.
I got some new music on the way in the top of the year. Very amazing musical, so y'all look out for that.
I got an album and a movie coming out top of the
album
year
and a movie
called Double Cup, me and Slim Thug.
Okay.
Collab album and a collab movie, so everybody be ready for that.
I joined Vision with Zero on a project, so he got Call Me, wrote the project, coming out right now. Got a the lead single with him and CeeLo Green, but support ASAP Bell Bonds, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We got Rain, restaurants and bar.
Got a restaurant?
Is that all?
Rain HTX.
Restaurant.
Got Dirt Third Part. Four or five coming
another
up,
movie?
Pro in there, and X, yeah. So it's gonna be a big year, a lot of things, man. Just having fun.
And another thing, man, we just want everybody to come out.
Let's
and understand
get back to the kids.
The purpose of what this is for. We all want to have fun. We all want to put on for the city. Of course, we all want to win, but we also want to make Christmas eventful and good thing for the kids. So y'all keep that in y'all minds when y'all come out, and we want everybody to bring the toys, man, and let's make this the best one we done ever had.
Man, it's really, really about the kids, man, and trying to bring joy.
That's so dope.
Yeah, man. I was sitting there, I was just like, man, that's so dope how y'all got all of this stuff going on. Y'all looking out for the kids. And oh, by the way, I got a movie with Slim Thug.
You know what that made me feel like, though?
What?
Do something with your life.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Are you ever the friend in the friend group that's like, oh yeah, I'm doing all this and I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm just going home. Watch TV.
Home, working my 9 to 5.
Just like, hey, yeah, I'm traveling to Greece. I'm going all in. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to work tomorrow.
I'm just looking at
that's what I felt like.
Names.
Also, there are multiple people let us know. Shout out to Slim Thug, but he cannot hoop.
Oh,
that's got to be a tough existence. Like, being
I hate when tall guys,
the tall person that can't hoop.
Oh, man.
Because I feel bad that people do this, but I'm also the people that do this where I go, what a waste of height.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't play no volleyball, play no basketball. We couldn't do nothing.
I just feel bad when it's the assumption that he played basketball.
And that's what I'm saying.
Some 6'6 guy, you know, is out there. Oh, where'd you play? I played the violin in orchestra. You know, I mean, it's like,
and I
you
feel
got
bad.
Hoop,
I'm, right? I'm right there with you. Like, I'm like, people shouldn't do that. And then I, at the same time, I know in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, but you can, like, you can post up.
Do a little something.
Rebound.
I feel like stuff like that turns a lot of tall people off of sports, period, where they just hate sports. Because all throughout their life, people say, oh, you should play basketball.
Yeah.
But, just shout out to them, man. Hoop dreams. If you ain't doing nothing tonight, Hoop Dream Celebrity Toy Drive. Where's basketball that? Game.
Jack it's Yates.
Jack Yates High School.
Okay. My really good friend of mine is a head basketball coach there, Greg Wise.
Okay.
I can tell you with authority, it's going to be a fun, fun event.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going
to
do it right.
But you got, but you have to bring a toy for the
bring
kids.
Bring a toy. It's, it's free, but you got to bring a toy. Yeah. And it's all the kids going to be there, man. Just show up, show out, as the Houston Texans like to say.
Yeah.
Where my damn button at? Speaking of H-Town legends, another H-Town legend did not know he was white.
What does that mean?
Hey, shout out to Paul Wall. So Paul Wall, so Paul Wall got an album coming out, and the name of this album is called Once Upon a Grind.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Slim the Lil Kiki, Zero, Big Kurt, and other artists. But he was on the Breakfast Club last week, I want to say, before the album came out. And he was pretty much talking about how he didn't know he was white when he was younger.
I didn't know. White people told me I was white.
Oh, the white people came back to recruit you.
Yeah, they was like, "You white? Why you talking act like that? You white?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" But I mean, all my friends were black or Mexican or Asian. I lived in a very diverse neighborhood. There were white people there, but it was, you know, Mexican, black, Vietnamese. Indian. We got a great mixture of growing up in America, I guess.
And when they told you was white, he was like, "Damn, man, how did you cry?
You sure?" He said, "Did you cry?" I went home crying. If I wouldn't cry in the car, "Mama, you ain't tell me I was white." But my mama did take a DNA test. She 3%.
What? What?
That whole conversation has me. But I do love that about Houston, man. Like, the diversity here is incredible. I just don't understand how we ended up with the Mike Tirico effect here. I understand very diverse and all that, but like mirrors exist.
Puddles of water. I mean, you can look in there
reflections
and see.
And all sorts of places.
I wanted to see the rest of his damn family.
I was thinking about Steve Martin and the movie The Jerk. I was born a poor black child. That's an old reference.
It is.
That's what I was thinking
and
of.
And now we have it in your voice. Go ahead and quit that for me right quick. Thank you.
But how is this possible? Like, I get the neighbor. I grew up in a very similar neighborhood, mostly Hispanic and black, you know? But you know what you are, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we got to get him up here so he can kind of explain a little more.
Yeah,
because I was shocked at that. Because usually, if you like the only white boy,
you know it.
You know it for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of grew up around Machine Gun Kelly. He knew he was the only white boy in the neighborhood. I don't think he had any questions about what he was.
Mm-hmm.
But salute to Paul Wall, man. Buy his album. Check his album out. Once Upon a Grind.
Mm-hmm. New Paul Wall.
From one rapper to another rapper, man. Fat Joe from New York City.
Okay.
He could be a little New York biased at times.
Very much so.
And so he was,
I feel like, New Yorkers in general.
Oh, big time.
They drive me nuts.
Everything,
man,
is about New York.
They drive me nuts. And now, to be fair, I feel like people from Texas are kind of similar, but they're not as bad as New Yorkers.
That is,
man,
fair. If we are going to be honest about ourselves,
that's why
we can be very obnoxious.
It's Texas pride. People, it's a lot of strong
but
Texas
New York
pride.
For being considered this media mecca, and it's the biggest little town on the planet.
Well, like size-wise. Like
I'm talking about just their personality, how they treat them. So like what you're talking about. Like they're homers, they're little town. Big time.
So Fat Joe was on a podcast. I want to say it's a podcast called 7 p.m.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that's Carmelo Anthony. The Camaro.
Yeah. So he was on that podcast, and he was talking about Karl Anthony Towns. And Karl Anthony Towns, he said he is the best offensive center ever.
I don't think I've seen a better offensive big man in my life than Cat.
Mm.
Sat in the game and watched Cat do 10 moves. You cannot know what he's going to give you. Hit it with the left, hit it with the right, spin on you this way, that way, that way. That's impossible to guard. He's dumb.
So you believe that Cat is the best
offensively
ever?
Yes. I'm talking about Olajuwon. Shaq is the most dominant big man, but he ain't doing.
Come on, man. What the hell are you doing, man?
I almost cussed on air.
Well, you. You hurt your own
Karl
argument.
Karl Anthony Towns.
You hurt
man.
Your own argument. When you start mentioning actual other centers that were better, you know.
And he went immediately to the two that I would immediately go, I can knock this down in a second. And I want to give Karl Anthony Towns a little bit of credit. Since he went to New York, he has found a better play to him. I mean, he had found some of that recently in Minnesota as well, just playing at a little bit better pace and knocking down some more shots. But yeah, man, 25, 14, you know, rebounds. He's, you know, doing a decent job with the Knicks, and he's really been good there. But, man.
You're having a great year.
Offensive center.
Come on, man.
Compared to Hakeem. And then also.
You can name a dozen.
Like, when you talk about all the versatility offensively, Hakeem comes up. And then if you want to just talk about, all right, who can't you stop? You went to Shaquille O'Neal. O'Neal didn't go, like, to the basket as much as he went through people.
Doesn't matter.
And it's still like
his offense was still incredible.
You could not do anything to him.
Yeah, but when you said Hakeem, I'm just like, come on, man. We know Hakeem is the greatest of all time.
I like that ties right into the New York of it all because yes, anybody from Houston would fight him about that.
Yeah I know, man.
100%.
Hakeem is better than Tim Duncan. Better than David Robinson. How you feel about that, Lopez?
Oh, you know how I feel about that.
Better than those guys.
But you can go down the list. You're just Wilt, Kareem, Shaq.
That's the crazy thing. We didn't even get to Wilt's numbers are Walton. So crazy that we still don't believe that they actually fully happened.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I understand some of that disbelief because where's the footage?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
They got footage of everything but that game.
They don't.
Not just that game.
That game.
Even other games of his where I'm like, hey man.
You're sitting next to somebody who saw him play. It's
did
real.
Did you see him score 100 points?
No.
All right.
I saw him score in the 40s and 50s.
I was like, did you score every night? Like score 50 all
every
the
night.
Time.
Hey, Carl Anthony Towns is scoring the 40s and 50s.
40s and 50s every night?
Not every night. I'll tell you that. And with 3-point shots, too. 281, Fat Joe, ever heard of some dude called Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? What are we talking about here?
Crazy, man. That New York bias, but I love that Texas pride, though, man.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to bring that every time. All right. That's the mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Thursday. In fact, a Thirsty Thursday when I think Clint and B. Scott, who is in for Ron, they are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress. Go out and see those fine fellas as they'll be broadcasting there this evening. Coming up next, we made the mention that Patrick Mahomes is likely or liable to play for the Chiefs this weekend. We also talked about the idea of Marquise Brown, who is going to be available he's being activated from the IR for the Chiefs. What one player are you most concerned about headed into this game? We'll talk about that next.
Heading back to the Northwest Side for Football Friday. Join Clint and Ron in Twin Peaks off 290 tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 6. Stop by, hang out with the guys, and get ready for Saturday's showdown in Kansas City. Yeah! It's a Football Friday supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll see you there. Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Your Odyssey Sports Minute is brought to you by Zadig Jewelers.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. The ham was feeling himself, so much so that he decided to continue his victory lap by running to Mark Spears. Congrats on going back-to-back with the ham cup. Nobody can ever take that from you. But my dude, I thought you understood that cup meant nothing. Why are you still hanging from the rim? Watch it, ham, or you're going to get downgraded to spam. I'm Jim Rome.
I'm Chelsea Messenger, helping you beat the books with BetQL. The NBA is back in action this evening, and the BetQL model is focusing on a Western Conference matchup. The Mavericks host the Clippers in Dallas tonight. The Mavericks will be without Luka Doncic for this one, but Dallas has gone 5-1 this year in games he's missed. The BetQL model thinks Dallas can go 6-1 without Doncic. Their best bet in the NBA is taking Dallas and laying the points against the Clippers. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL, and download the BetMGM app today.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Brian Tedesco, CEO of Blaupunk Americas, the pioneers of the car stereo. Today, we're not just about sound systems. We are revolutionizing the e-bike scene with Blue Dot Bike. Thanks to AmericanEagle.com, our online presence now features a dynamic e-commerce website that showcases the quality and affordability of our foldable e-bikes. And our collegiate e-bikes, just perfect for the college fanatic. These e-bikes offer a new way to experience freedom on two wheels, no matter your age. When we needed a top-notch website to match our cutting-edge e-bikes, we turned to AmericanEagle.com. They made the impossible seem easy, tackling digital challenges like pros. Check out the Blue Dot Bike website to see AmericanEagle.com's amazing work in action. Need the best in website and digital marketing solutions? AmericanEagle.com is your go-to. They've been a game changer for us, and they can be for you too. Visit AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Experience the height of comfort and sophistication with Bayway Cadillac Southwest and the Cadillac XT6. Picture yourself in this luxury SUV designed with your lifestyle in mind, offering a spacious interior, refined materials, and seamless technology that keeps everything within easy reach. With Cadillac's comprehensive safety features, you can enjoy the road ahead knowing you and your passengers are surrounded by the latest in protection. And right now, take home the XT6 with $0 down. Visit us at Bayway Cadillac Southwest on 59 and Bessonette, or explore more at BaywayCadillacSouthwest.com.
This holiday season, get your Apple products from the experts, our guys David and Tristan at Experimex West Houston. They do everything the big box stores do, but no lines, no appointments, and save hundreds over buying new. Every certified pre-owned product comes with a one-year warranty, so you can shop with confidence. They have the biggest selection with both current and previous years' devices in stock. Get those premium Apple products without the premium price. See David and Tristan at Experimex West Houston, Katy Freeway between Bunker Hill and Gessner, online at 610.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Ooh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free, explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Oh, this is really...
Little Kenny G?
Oh, I thought... Okay, you're right. I thought it was the Pretenders one. The Pretenders one is really good, too. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Is that like set your clock?
Set your clock.
Set your alarm,
yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, trying to get into the holiday spirit. And here's in a few moments, we'll be handing off the baton on the show to Clinton and B-Scott. I keep saying that instinctively, but Ron got a little jury duty, so B-Scott sliding in. At the Buffalo Wild Wings of Cypress, that is where Thirsty Thursday is happening today. If you want to go out and see the fellas as they get you ready as well for Texans Chiefs, that happens on Saturday at noon. In fact, Clint will be on the postgame show, as he always is, with Sean Pendergast. But if you didn't catch earlier, Andy Reid has said that Patrick Mahomes will play. He will start for the Chiefs at quarterback. And so does that then make him the single player that you are most concerned about in this game against the Kansas City Chiefs?
It does. I mean, it's not very creative in terms of, what can really scare you here? I mean, let's be honest here. Let's be real. Patrick Mahomes on one leg, as he proved in the postseason, can still do some incredible things. I want to look, if we can look beyond that, like what really scares you? Or is Patrick Mahomes not at the top of your list?
I don't think he is.
Really?
And that's the reason I feel like it's blasphemy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we have made him into a football deity. I use football very clearly there. Please do not come for me. You understand what I'm trying to say. But we've made him into a place where, like, he is unquestioned in some of those ways. But again, you can point to the fact that Patrick Mahomes is not having the best season of his career by any means.
Yeah.
I mean, this is clearly a down season. He's not. I mean, doesn't he lead the league in interceptions?
I don't know if he leads the league, but he's thrown some.
Like, he's thrown quite a few interceptions this year, and with that being the case, like, it's kind of made, he's made it work. Sorry. I think interceptions 11 interceptions this year. Like, a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
But with that being the case, like, the offense isn't even the side of the football that I'm most terrified of.
I agree. If I had to look somewhere other than Patrick Mahomes. Because, see, the thing about Patrick Mahomes,
and I know that he's going to have Marquise Brown. I'm sorry, I won't call him Hollywood. I know that Gus Johnson came up with that when he was at Oklahoma. He don't play like Hollywood to me. Like, I feel like that nickname. That nickname fell a little too. He Marquise to me, with all due respect. But, like, Marquise Brown should be back. I know that D-Hop is there.
Yep.
And then, of course, Travis Kelce is always there as a threat. And then you add the other tight ends that they have that they've spread the ball around to. But even with all of that, I think the 8-3-2 probably gets to what I feel like is closest to the right answer, which is concerned about Chris Jones on the defensive line.
The thing about Patrick Mahomes is, yes, the interceptions, yes, not quite having the season, yes, the offense has not been kind of a mini, Spider-Man meme, as you mentioned earlier, of what the Texans are. But he's kind of like an any given moment quarterback.
Correct.
You know, at any given moment.
I think that's what Clint was talking about a few weeks back when he was talking about the idea of, like, a killer instinct. Yeah. And we couldn't find the perfect phrasing.
How about a soccer reference?
Okay.
Lionel Messi at the end of his career.
Yes.
You know, you're like, okay, he's moving the ball okay, but he's not quite the same. But, oh, wow, how did he score that goal? You know, like, all of a sudden.
Nose for the goal, right?
He's not the same player he was, you know, 4 years ago or whatever. All of a sudden he does some spectacular. At any given moment, it's still there, you know. And it's not like Mahomes is old. It's not like, you know, the Messi comparison exactly. But this season, he still has it in him to, okay, they're down 2 touchdowns. Oh, wow, how'd they win that game? You know, that's what he is. Outside of that, yeah, Chris Jones. I mean, Chris Jones, they're still learning on the interior here. You know, they're still learning to play together, I should say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. With when you talk about the interior, Titus Howard now at left guard, even though he wants you to remember he is indeed a tackle.
Boy, does he.
Don't forget that. And then Jared Patterson center and Shaq Mason at the right guard. Yeah, man, that interior is going to be challenged in a real way by Chris Jones, who, I mean, just a mountain of a man. The thing that I find interesting, though, is the question for me then becomes, how scared am I of him? And he can be a game wrecker, and this is a team that had quite a few sacks against the Browns last week as well. But I, for some reason, still do not view this defensive line as, like, terrifying. They're not. It's not one of those, and this is where maybe stats would get you in a bad place, because I look at it, and I'm like, they don't generate a ton of quarterback pressures necessarily. And I think that they ultimately fall in like 16th when it comes to quarterback pressure rate. in the league, which is just right at the midway point in the league. They're right about average, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But they don't generate a lot of pressure on the edges nearly as much, to the point where Chris Jones, during the course of the season, they've had to move him outside to try and gin up some pressure sometimes.
Yeah.
But and I think with this offensive line, the seeming improvement, and of course that'll be tested here. I'm kind of optimistic about this. I guess I'm asking you to talk me off the ledge here, because I feel like I'm optimistic that Chris Jones won't be as much of a terror as he possibly can, because it's going to be him basically having to do it a lot, although George Karlaftis is there along with him.
Karlaftis has done a revenge game for Charles Omenihu.
Yeah.
Figgy.
That is true.
I forgot about that.
My Nigerian brethren.
And he's been playing better of late, because he had a knee injury, I guess, in the postseason.
He had a suspension, too, right? Was it this year?
Injury. I know he had the injury, and he's getting better. So you got the D-Hop revenge game. You got the
Steven Nelson. I know you probably
Nelson
on the
revenge
practice
game.
Squad. But
Charles Omenihu revenge game, Justin Reed revenge game.
Yeah, that's a good one if you throw him up there as like a secondary who is the guy you're afraid of. Justin Reed comes, I like that secondary will be interesting. Yeah. I know that Trent McDuffie is one of those guys, even though I think he got his first interception of his career. Was that this week? I think that was this week. But I mean, he is a terror outside of like taking the football away. He is a terror locking people up, guarding folks in routes.
Man, not only are there four former Texans, on this roster, four former Texans that played pretty big roles here.
Yeah.
Like
Justin Reed was a star in safety, man.
Yeah. And a man who started coming in, then he went crossways with Bill O'Brien. I mean, he was playing well.
Yeah.
And of course, we know what Stephen
Jack
Nelson
used to be.
And Jack Easterby. And we know what Stephen Nelson did. But anyway, to your point on the pressure, that's how I got to Omenihu, because I think he's been playing better. You got Karlaftis. Even if they don't, I just think, Chris Jones, it doesn't matter. You know, the middle of the field, the pressure he can bring, whether he's getting a lot of help on the edges or not. I mean, we've seen what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the Mahomes thing, one of the reason why I might consider him in here for that possibility is because of like the Spider-Man meme type stuff, except the differentiator that feels like is there between the Chiefs and the Texans is that guy went in those moments, as you talked about, those kind of situations where you just need your quarterback to step up and carry, is that he's still kind of doing those things. Although it seems like the text line, not as worried because he's not at full speed in theory. Do you subscribe to that at all?
Be careful, man, what you're saying.
I do think that he could be in a world of hell when you talk about the best pass rushing tandem.
He could. I mean, we know what Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson can bring up. Refresh my memory. Has he faced good defensive lines before?
Who, Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we've seen that happen where he's faced good defensive lines in the Super Bowl without an offensive line there to help him. And this tackle situation is woeful. I know that they had to play, was it DJ Humphreys at left tackle, the fourth left tackle that they ran out there this season, and he did not cover himself in glory. Like, those guys are going to have an opportunity to get off that edge, and hopefully not. I mean, I can't imagine that they are undisciplined enough to like get too far into trying to go get him, that they leave an escape route for Patrick Mahomes, but they're going to have an opportunity to get after that man and hopefully really bring him down a few times.
No, absolutely, but we know what he can do. But hey, text board, YouTube, all about Chris Jones. About Chris Jones being the scariest one.
Yeah, he feels like the scariest one. You know what? I got some great people to ask. Oh, wow. Okay, before we even ask that, from the 713, this just pops up on the text line as I'm about to go to Cyprus. Mahomes might die on Saturday. What are we doing here?
Well, that's a bit much.
What are we doing here? All right, guys. Calm down. Let's go to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cyprus, talk to our fellas, Clint and B. Scott out there. What's happening, fellas? What's it look like?
Fellas, it's another one of them Thirsty Thursdays, man. It always looks good. I told y'all, Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't know when they made this shift, man, but the low light, almost a lounge vibe at Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm really into, man. I never was a club guy, glow stick guy. I don't need all the ranting and raving. I've always been cool, calm, collected. I've been a lounge guy my whole life. And these black walls with that, it's kind of low lit, TVs everywhere. I mean, it's just the vibe is good at Buffalo Wild Wings, no doubt about it.
I've never had a bad time at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, hell, B. Scott, me and you, we ain't never had a bad. Many places we've had a bad time. It don't take a whole hell of a lot for me and you to have a good time. But damn,
point well taken. Point well taken. But the point is, we're doing good out here in Cypress at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's guys. Right. That's right. Hey, real quick, man.
Yes.
I was listening to In the Loop on the way in. Yes. I mean, I've heard a lot of sayings in my time. You know, Ora Lou from up in Grangerland back in the day, my granny, she was full of them now. J-Lo, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't never heard Full of Red Mud.
Full of Red Mud. That's an old school.
I ain't never heard that one. What the hell does what that mean?
That's saying a lot coming from Clint,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no.
All the sayings.
It's an old saying. They're full of red mud. And I don't know where it originates, but it's been out there. Yeah, man.
I ain't heard them. Now I've heard uglier than a mud fence. I've never heard.
What's it mean though? Like,
well, you figure out full of red mud.
I mean, is it one of those?
I'm looking it up as we speak.
Oh, so you don't know? You were just saying it?
No, the saying has been there forever.
Is it one that we can still use here?
That's a great question.
I just used it today. I don't know the origin of it, but yeah, man, they're full of red mud.
Hey, well, it was good. You pulled it off, man. That was big time, man.
Yeah.
so yeah, man. I was just listening on the way in, and I had a couple of different thoughts, and okay. that one right there didn't die of loneliness in this big ass head. Well, I remember that one.
Another one of my old ones. I know you've probably said before and definitely heard. Two loops and a hooey.
I ain't got that one.
You don't got two hoops or two loops sometimes?
No.
That means that we're done here. And that one, I know the origin because it's from steer wrestling. You know, when they do the two loops on the legs and then they throw up their arms, they go, hooey.
Yes. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So that I use that one a lot, too. Two loops and a hooey on this show, man.
I'm going to tell you, I got to write that one down and practice it a bit, but I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Two wraps and a hooey. Okay.
Oh, they say two wraps on there?
Texas Monthly, but I mean.
Texas Monthly says two wraps. Yeah, I say two loops. Two loops and a hooey on this show, baby.
Either way, man. tie them back legs up and get your hands in the air, baby. Yeah. What's the clock say? I like it.
All right. The indications there are just a whole bunch different than I realized.
Well, I think it depends on the ears that hear it. I don't know where the hell your mind's at. But,
you do know where my mind's at. You know exactly where my mind's at. I can't wait for the weekend, brother. Apparently these guys have been sicked out. The listeners have been sicked out by my ability to just kind of know various different sponsors for all these stadiums and arenas where people play. Do y'all have one of these kind of little talents, if you can call it that, mm-hmm. that you just kind of got in the back pocket?
Oh no!
What is my random?
I don't have my memory. My memory wasn't good before I got hit a bunch, and it damn sure is good right now. Yeah. I have nothing for you. I am blown away because you know who. My partner every day, Ron. Ron, he's got it. Ron's got that same. Ron will come up with some stuff, and I'm like, how in the hell did you know that?
He's got a sickness with the stadium names. I am
a basketball history buff, but other than that, other than basketball and coming to America lines and references and conversation, other than those two things, that's probably it. Those are probably my expertise.
Ron has one very similar to you, Reg. Ron has like this plethora of like legendary play-by-play calls by like several different people across multiple sports, and he knows them verbatim word for word.
Oh wow, that's a good one.
Like he can mimic like some of the biggest sports calls you've ever heard.
Yeah,
that's okay. Cool. No, that's a good one. Yeah. And then we got someone on the text line trying to help us out. Full of red mud refers to the waste product from aluminum production of the process that is dangerous and pollute the environment. Okay.
Okay. So that means you're full of bull.
Basically. Yeah, you're full of bull. Full of red mud. Nicely.
All right.
Oh, it's a polite way. It's an FCC regulated way of saying fully, you know.
Okay.
What.
Yeah.
Well, today all I learned. Right. Today I learned.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more.
Thanks for adding that, Lopez. Yeah. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man.
That's great. I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more as these fine fellas are at the Buffalo Wild Wings of Cypress. Go say what's up. I'm sure there's some gifts. There's some prizes to be won
out there.
And, of course, some great sports talk. So you're listening to KILT, KILT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station. We are full of red mud. No, I'm just playing. We're out of here in the loop. Coming up next, these fine fellas. Right now, the drive is live.